Speaking of football, Joe Montana and his wife Jennifer are going to be joining us in a second. Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana and his wife have teamed up with Amgen on Break Away From Heart Disease. The national movement urges others to understand how their family history may affect their present risk for heart disease and what they can do to help improve their heart health. For more info, you can go to breakawayfromheartdisease.com. Is there any heart disease in your family?
Well, there's not, but a friend of mine just found out. You know when you hear stories of people who are, I think you may have had a friend that this happened to as well, perfectly healthy, super fit, drops dead. And you're like, what the hell?
That usually is like a brain aneurysm or something.
There's also, I think it's called cardiomyopathy. We'll have to ask Joe. I may get that wrong, but my friend just found out that she has it. And now she went to, and I think she went to Amgen and got, you can get genetically tested because she has kids.
Oh, great. So when are you going to Amgen? You got your appointment yet to see if you got cardiomyopathy?
No, but why not get checked out to see? Because then it's not like you can do anything about it.
Because you can just drop dead at any moment, right?
You can drop dead at any moment, but there are ways that you
want to know that?
Well, because you can do things to sort of make.
No, you can't. Not if you can drop dead at any moment.
Well, you would keep a low cholesterol. You just do everything heart healthy.
I'd be smoking butter sticks if I had that. I'd be like, who cares? I can drop dead at any moment. Light the butter stick, you got it.
But you wanted to know just so that you can make sure that you stay even.
I'm just trying to do the most unheart healthy thing possible, is smoking and butter sticks.
Smoking butter sticks.
So if I smoked a butter stick, it'd be like over the top.
That's pretty bad.
F you to the heart.
Yeah. But yeah, it's
crazy. Because I got screwed genetically.
And you pass that down. So yeah, she's having her kids tested too, just to see. That's fun.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you want to know.
It's like, you don't. You don't. Why do There's no need to know that. Now, if you want to prevent that, if you have the, like, Joe Montana and his wife are going to come in here and say, yeah, if you have this, there's things you can do. Maybe watch your cholesterol. But that's if you have a history of it. So if you're, my grandfather had a quadruple bypass, open heart, and he had heart disease, ended up dying of lung cancer. Must have been the butter sticks. But, all right, so I probably got to look out for that.
Yes,
but I'm not
going to
go get tested and freak myself out so I can be just a crazy neurotic person based on the fact that I know I can drop dead at any moment.
Well, you would like to know that just so that maybe if you are doing something in your life now that's counterproductive to heart health, then you go, oh, maybe I should, you know, have a bowl of Cheerios.
Oh, come on.
I don't know, but you want to do something to.
You want to go find that out so you have a piece of paper that says you don't have to help me move. No, I can't pick up that couch. I have heart myopathy. I can just drop dead at any moment. So I'll just sit here and drink all your beers while you load it in the truck, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Heidi.
Love to help, but...
Thanks a lot for helping.
Bad ticker.
Glad you got your doctor's note that can't help lift heavy objects.
Getting out of gym class and helping friends move.
Are Joe Montana and Jennifer here yet? They in the Bristol Farms green room. Bring them in.
Find this
four-time Super Bowl champion, three-time MVP. Kind of nervous. Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a legend.
I loved him on Criminal Minds.
No,
he was awesome. I mean, the guy is a magnificent actor.
No,
what?
That's Joe Montana.
Joe Montana. Oh, I thought it was Joe Montana and his wife, Jennifer Montana.
I'm glad.
I wonder if Joe Montana is married to a Jennifer Montana. And if they do, these two should double date.
Right. Or at least meet each
other. Go out together. And then give the waiter both credit cards and say split it. And they're like, Joe Montana. They're like, oh, I can't.
Which
the
one?
Waiter's so confused, his mind explodes.
Which one? Oh, man.
Yeah, you can go to breakawayfromheartdisease.com. Joe's going to be participating in the Heart Healthy event at the Amgen Tour of California Stage 3 in Thousand Oaks this afternoon. Hello, Joe and Jennifer Montana.
Guys.
Yay.
My God.
What a beautiful couple. So early.
Is this early
morning?
For you, or are you normally early bird? You're already up.
Say, what time do you guys get up?
Oh, my God.
About 3:15.
Oh, that's
in
lovely.
Bed by 8:30. It's no life.
Yeah.
It's no life.
That's why when we heard you were coming in at 6:30, we're like, no one comes in at 6:30. Everyone's like, I can't. It's hard to get the people to come in at 9 on this show.
That's true.
Because of traffic in Los Angeles. Do you guys live up in Thousand Oaks?
We used to.
Okay.
We moved about 6 years ago back up to the city. So
okay.
Our son played and went to school at Oaks Christian there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nice area.
With who do you play with? Will Smith's son?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were quite the dynamic duo up there.
Gretzky. Yeah.
And Gretzky's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that school does well.
Yeah, I was just going to say, my goodness.
Oaks Christian. They really know how to recruit
up
there.
It's hot in the water, right?
So you're... on this, let's say, breakawayfromheartdisease.com, working with Amgen, and there's heart disease history in both of your families?
Yes. You can.
My father actually had a quadruple bypass at the age of 59, then passed at 60 of a massive heart attack.
That is
so,
way too young.
Yes, absolutely. Especially.
Yeah.
60's coming up. Yeah.
They, and mine, you know, I was actually diagnosed with high blood pressure and high cholesterol, two risk factors for heart disease. And I had a family history, and I never really paid much attention to it, even though my grandfather passed away at 54 from heart disease. Two of my mom's siblings had early heart attacks in their 50s. And until that point, I mean, I never thought.
And you're in such good shape, Joe.
Well, I never thought it would be affecting me, but here I
and
am.
And is that, it is genetic in that, like high cholesterol? Because sometimes what I always thought is when you hear somebody has high cholesterol, they're usually heavy.
Yeah,
but when
no,
you see somebody that's
yeah.
like in great shape and you find out they have high cholesterol, so that is a genetic thing.
Yes, it can be. But that's why we are really so happy to join the team of Amgen, the American Heart Association, and Schwinn, really to get the message out there for people to check their numbers, because you don't know. And it's a disease that happens over a long period of time. But 80% of it can be preventable.
Turn it around.
Yeah, do what's right. Maybe, I mean, for us, we have to watch what we eat. We have to make sure we exercise. And it's really important for me as a mother of four, well, five, including Joe, to make sure.
I'm only 13.
Make sure the whole group of the kids and all are educated, that they are at high risk just by virtue of both of our parents and also Joe with those type of numbers.
So it's about keeping moving, and that's why you have this bike tour. You're starting out today in Thousand Oaks and riding to Santa Barbara?
Yes, well, I think it out of San Diego. Yeah.
We're in the car.
You're in the car?
No, actually, we're actually doing some things up on the – there is the bike race.
Oh, okay.
We're not professional bikers, but we do spend a lot of time on bikes.
Yeah.
Especially for me, I've been you know, with a lovely, as I say, I played a stupid game for 31 years. And so I'm kind of bound by low impact and no impact kind of exercise.
Swimming, biking.
He's not the water runner.
I know, I love the water. I'm just not a swimmer for exercise. I'd rather get in the water and play and make it be exercise.
Right.
But other than that, you know, I've had to spend a lot of time on the bike, so especially the stationary bike. And we're doing some spin stuff up at the campus of Amgen this afternoon.
So if you can't join this bike tour, you can said that you can go online and then take a picture of yourself riding your bike, and then with every mile that you log, you can
dollar log it in, and you can also be in a contest to win two Schwinn bikes. But
and it also does do that. It gives
the
donation.
Don't fake it, Frank. Don't get on a bike and be like, yeah, really helping. And then
that's all. It has to be a real stationary bike, because I was looking through a magazine, one of those like Sharper Image or Homaker Schlemmer, whatever those magazines are, and it showed somebody sitting in a kitchen chair. It just had like a pedal hooked on the ground. Like, that doesn't count. You can't sit in a kitchen chair. But it doesn't count. I mean, as far as
everything,
just movement.
Counts. Exactly. Take the stairs instead. If you're on the escalator, walk the escalator.
Because the mentality of the American person today is eat, and more fast food.
And being on computers.
A guy in the news, he was, I think, a military guy. He went to the hospital for bronchitis, ended up becoming pneumonia, and it got worse, and he had a heart attack, and he was in a coma for 48 days.
Jesus.
They didn't know if he was going to wake up. And he wakes up, and the first thing he says is, I want Taco Bell. I mean, he just woke up from having a heart attack, coma 48 days, and his mentality is Taco Bell. Well, that's probably not the best thing you can do for yourself.
And I think that's what was, obviously, we talk about diet. Is a big part of this. And I had to change a lot of things I did when I first retired, especially because I mean, as an athlete, you think you can eat anything. You're kind of
invincible. Because when you're playing,
you're constantly, you know, with a lot of exercise going on for there. But what I found was, instead of cutting things out completely right away, Jen talked me into, you know, cutting down portions. Because like you're saying, we're so used to having, as Americans, we want more is better. And that's the way, you know, I'll take that double cheeseburger before, right? And you'll find that you'll start making better decisions as you go. And you'll find that you didn't need as much of that food as you thought.
Or the salt.
Yeah, that was my hardest part, the salt. Salt shaker is tough.
Joe Montana and his wife Jennifer with us. What do you think about football coming back to Los Angeles, getting the Rams back in L.A.?
I think it's great.
You think it's great?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
our first pick,
it's...
Jared Goff, yeah. when they were talking about him, they were comparing him to you at Notre Dame. Do you see the comparison?
He's a little bigger than I. a lot bigger. But, you know, I never really try to compare. It's always tell people that when you're playing, or and we say, well, who should they look up to? And I go, no, they should be themselves. Because if you, you'll have your own style, and everyone has their own way of doing things. It's great to find out what those guys who are successful have done that made them successful. And usually it has a lot to do with preparation on how they prepare for the games. But he's fun to watch. It'll be interesting to see. You know, the top two picks are quarterbacks, and a lot of pressure when they go up there. But
and they added that pressure when they said that they're compared him to you from Notre Dame. I was like, don't put that. I mean, you already got pressure on him coming here being number one pick in L.A. back in the first year back. And now you're saying, he reminds me kind of like Joe Montana. I was like, oh, great. Uh-huh. Now this guy's just like, what can I possibly do?
Joe, did you still get like butterflies or any nerves? I mean, you were in a long time, but did that still happen for you? Like when you hear the crowd and you're like ready to go out?
Oh, yeah. I think one of the things I always like to say, people say, well, you know, you can't be nervous. I don't want someone who's not nervous, because to me, that means it really doesn't care whether he fails or succeeds.
It's like good nerves.
It's good nerves. It's a good thing to be a little bit nervous, because then as soon as the game gets going, and especially once you get hit, now you wake up quickly and realize that it's time to get to work. But, I always had a little bit of butterflies.
I took my mother to her first NFL game years ago, and it was in Denver, and you were playing for the Chiefs at that time.
Oh.
And you, it was a fourth quarter drive, and you went down the field, and you beat the Broncos, and I was seeing like Joe Montana and John Elway. I mean, my mom's first game, and I was like,
"What a first game!"
Oh, I know.
What a great ending that was.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was an awesome first game for her to play. But it's such an honor to meet you. And Jennifer, thank you so much for coming
and doing
in.
What you're doing.
I do want to ask you five quick random questions. Okay.
Uh-oh.
This is basically the answer is either one of you. Okay, so it's either Jennifer or Joe Montana. Okay, which one of you was made for reality TV?
Oh. Joe, but Jennifer. I think you'd bore the audience.
Sleep is tough. Yeah. It's hard to film.
Well, let's check in with Joe. And he's sleeping again.
All right, which one, Jennifer or Joe Montana, is a pushover?
Joe is.
Me, by far.
Yeah, that's what I love about him.
So, and everybody in the family knows this, the kids and everybody go to Joe and ask him. And
Mom said no, can I do it?
No, that's what they'll say. I'll talk to your dad. I'll talk to daddy about it. Can't you just answer? You know you're making all the decisions.
Yeah, you just throw it out there, be PC. Oh, ask your dad, then come back to me. All right.
We tell our boys this and they learning quick. You can be right. Or you can be happy, but you can't be both.
That's absolutely true. Right? You better learn that.
You're right.
Okay, which one of you, Jennifer or Joe Montana, is directionally challenged?
Oh.
Jennifer?
I'll take that, yeah.
She has a little finger that was broken. She has to pick that left and right. So that tells
you. I'm dyslexic, and it's true.
Luckily for the GPS, you can get everywhere you go.
That's
absolutely.
Her GPS right here.
Yeah. My left hand,
Be careful, though, when you're following the one that speaks to you in the car, because there was a woman, I think, in Canada. It was foggy, and it was at night, and she didn't really know where she was going. She ended up driving into a bay.
Oh my gosh.
And just let her, take her right here. Luckily, her windows were down. She swam to shore.
You have arrived.
Yeah.
I don't think this is...
Exit car, swim to shore. I mean, they kept going. It's crazy how the technology is these days. All right. Which one, Jennifer or Joe Montana, has sticky fingers?
Sticky.
I'm not sure what that means.
I know, but you have to. There is a correct answer, I guess. Jennifer
Probably
or Joe
me.
Montana.
I'm a hoarder. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
he's a quarterback. He had a sticky finger.
I got the ball. Sticky fingers. Nah. This just never leaves the hand.
Yeah.
And final question: which one, Jennifer or Joe Montana, would take the last parachute?
Which one of us?
Yeah, it's the last parachute.
I would say Jennifer. It wouldn't have taken it. Well, thanks a lot. I was just about to throw you a bone.
No, I was saying I would give it to you.
That's what I was going to tell you. Is I wouldn't take it, but he would make sure I'd have it. So, but I'd get you on my back. I'd take you with me.
Yeah it would be a tandem thing.
I'd be hanging on until the chute went up and then go, whoops.
Yeah, whatever. Sorry. So today, Joe, you're going to be participating in the Heart Healthy event. You're participating or you're riding in the car next to
We're going to do a little bit of walking. I'm not sure if we're going to get on bikes today or not, but we are part of the campaign, and we just think it's something that everybody needs to be aware of in this country, is especially the numbers are staggering. It's the number one killer of all Americans.
Heart disease, yeah.
And so
it can be prevented.
Yes, 80% of it can be prevented by just doing your homework, finding out about your health history, your family history and all, too. That's why we're encouraging everybody to go to the website, breakawayfromheartdisease.com. And there they can we'll walk you right through, try to help you find out about your history, your family history.
Yeah, Amgen's great. Yeah. I have friends that work at Amgen. So today at Amgen, California Stage 3 in Thousand Oaks this afternoon, if you want to be involved in it, right?
Yep. Yes.
You just go there.
And if you can't attend the event in person, you can join the ride virtually by uploading your bicycling photo and pledging your miles to the website, and it says that Amgen will donate a dollar donation for what every mile, right?
For every picture that's uploaded.
Every picture that gets downloaded of you on your bike at home.
Yes, and then you also are thrown into a contest to win two Schwinn bikes.
Nice.
Very nice. Yeah, my grandfather had quadruple bypass. Lung cancer ended up killing him. It was all the butter sticks he was smoking. I don't know if you really want to know this stuff.
No, you do, frankly. Yeah. He's one of those guys that doesn't go to the doctor. Yeah. It's like, no, find out. Yeah,
supposedly that's another risk factor is smoking.
Smoking is the heart disease. Did Jennifer make you go to the doctor, Joe, to find out this kind of stuff about yourself? Because as a guy, I find it hard. I really don't want to go. I mean, I'll walk something off.
Yeah, pretty much. Especially right after I retired, I figured I didn't need to do it.
You're getting checked up all the time when you're playing, right?
Yeah, but that was the whole thing is I pushed him for, let's get a baseline and figure out, you know, where you are at this point health-wise. So in 10 years, we're not surprised by whatever the numbers and all. Yeah. And that's when you found out really about your high cholesterol and your high blood pressure.
I just was going in for a normal checkup. So, and that's...
Did you get a belly or anything? Like, after you stopped playing, did you have a moment where you're like, whoa, I really got...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember seeing pictures of you like that.
Well, the hard part, it all started in Kansas City because Marty started making me lift 5 days a week, which I never had done. And so I'd never been really above 195, and I was like 208 like that and slower than a dog.
The barbecue didn't help. Barbecue,
and the breakfast, oh, my gosh. Derek Thomas had a friend who had a soul food restaurant. Every morning she would bring me. She told Derek I was too skinny to play. So she would bring me every morning two fried pork chops, grits, home fries, eggs, bacon. That was my breakfast plate. It was sitting on
the chair. Well, I don't think this had any. The heart thing had nothing to do with your heredity. It was her.
So. Did he admit that to you, or was he like, "No, babe, I just had a bowl of oatmeal and some lovers"?
No, and then I got.
No, he'd just say, "Dude, I can't even finish it." Too, as soon as she goes, I have to give it to the guys there, and there's.
I'd have
to
spread it around. They could probably feed half the team with how much food. I mean, unbelievable. And the bad part. Wow, it was so good. The first, there 218. Look out, there's
218. All of a sudden, he's playing linebacker. It's like, oh my God, Joe! Look at him; he's huge.
I'm gonna turn this around.
Thank you guys so much for coming in, Joe Montana and his wife Jenna. Be sure and go to breakawayfromheartdisease.com. Become part of the Amgen tour of California Stage 3 in Thousand Oaks this afternoon, and follow Joe on Twitter at Joe Montana. You big on social media?
Not big. It's sometimes I'm one of those that I'd rather not know where everybody knows where you are.
Yeah, right.
It's all the time.
Important
it's okay.
Stuff like this.
Yeah,
it's good.
No, yes, I mean, it's great, but I mean, on occasion it's there. I'm just not like one of those every day, 10, 15 times a day.
Right.
That's not.
You're not posting pictures of the heart healthy food you're eating. and
as I pull in to get the double cheeseburger. I'm driving.
Thank you guys for coming in, Joe Montana and Jennifer Montana. Anytime
me.
You guys want to come back, doors always open for you.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
Let's check on the traffic real quick with Lisa May. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic report is brought to you by.
Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.